Just that opportunity, like I said, to have to play for him is, it's been surreal.
Does he bring a player's passion into the big
no
coaches
doubt.
And talk to you?
No doubt. You know, throughout the week, he's hard, he's tough, but bottom line is he wants the best out of all of us. And when game time comes around, we're more than prepared.
Is there one thing that stands out that's happened in the short time you've been with him that made you laugh? Or?
Yeah, there's been a lot of things. You know, sometimes you swear he's still playing, kind of by his mentality, his intensity. But, you know, like I said, he just wants the best out of all of us.
Does he think he can still get out there and play?
I'm sure he does. You know, he talks about his knee being a little sore here and there, but I know mentally if he had to put the pads on, I think he thinks he would definitely make a bunch of plays.
What do you want to do? What's game two for you, like in preseason? Anything in particular?
Just, you know, one more step towards that first game, perfecting my craft, working on my tackling, working on my calls, working on my checks, working on my communication, all that. You know, just keep chiseling away and trying to be the best I can be for week one.
Brian, you okay? I saw you get ill at one point.
Yeah, that's fine. I think I just had maybe a little too much breakfast, or I don't know, it was a little too hot out. I don't know, but... No, I'm good. I'm good now.
Brian, did you get a chance to watch? Did you get a chance to watch Hard Knocks last night?
Yeah, I got a chance to watch a good amount of it.
Were you pleased with how they portrayed you?
Well, I mean, they portrayed me exactly who I am. You know, I'm not putting on an act. I'm just acting who I am, and you know, that's how it came out.
And the baby buggy scene, was that the best scene, or
It was very different worlds right there of the life I live. But, you know, that's pretty much how it goes. You know, I let it all out here, and then I go home and play dad and just relax.
Facing Peyton in Denver being particularly good for you guys?
Yeah, it is. You know, we had that experience last year, too, of 3 days of practice and a preseason game. So, you know, if anything, you got to just practice against the best, and it'll make you better. So, you know, we're excited for the opportunity to go against him, compete, and, you know, see what both of us have.
Just because of the way he plays with all the changes. And
it's you know, it'll keep you on your toes the whole game. It'll get all your communication down, and you know, you got to be ready mentally, and it's always a challenge.
Working with Coach Vrabel, is that the perfect fit for you?
Yeah.
And in his second season with you, how's it going?
Yeah, no, we definitely know each other a lot better this time than last year. But it's been awesome. You know, he's been a guy that I was just telling I looked up to growing up, and now to be able to play for him is very cool.
What's
you know,
the best thing he brings?
He's intense, but his football IQ is as sharp as anyone out here. You know, he's a really, really smart football guy, and it's one of the many reasons he played in the league for 14 years. So you know, he's a great guy, and he wants the best out of all of us. So you know, he strives for it every single day. He coaches us hard, but he wants us to be great.
Brian, your thoughts about facing Gary?
I'm sorry?
Gary Kubiak.
Oh, it'll be exciting. You know, it'll be good to see him, but at the same time, you know, he's a good coach, so he's going to have a lot out there and get us running around the field and get us in some tough situations. You know, he's a very good offensive mind. So, you know, it'll be a good game plan for us to go against.
Brian, now that you're feeling healthier, have you urged Vrabel to give you some tips and maybe be available at goal line situations?
Oh, offensively?
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, we'll see. I mean, I can get 1 yard every time, so that's not hard for me.
JD the other day said Vrabel's one of the smartest coaches he's ever worked with, and sometimes you talk so fast it's hard to keep up in the meeting rooms. Can you relate a little?
Well, it makes you sharper, too. You know, you got to be on your toes the entire meeting, and I think it's good. You know, there's no days off, and no one's too laid back in our meetings, and he's kind of an on-edge kind of coach. But it makes us sharper, it makes us mentally quicker, and, you know, it puts us in like, on-field situations, just even in the meeting room. So I think it's benefited us all of us really well.
Can you compare this camp to any of your camps in prior seasons? I know the last two you were coming off surgery, but does it feel like any other camps you had before, or is this completely different?
To be honest with you, this has been my favorite and maybe my best camp. You know, just because I have a whole new appreciation for the game, and being out here, and whether, you know, it's a hot weather or a tough practice, I don't really mind it anymore. You know, because there's been camps where I haven't been able to play. There's been seasons and games that I've missed. So now to be back and feeling like my old self again, I'm very grateful.